The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Right now, though, I am delighted to say I am joined on the line by Alan Murta. Alan's sister Fiona won an Olympic medal last night for us, this morning for her, at the rowing venue, along with Afrikyo, Emer Lam and Emily Hegarty. Alan, you're very welcome to the Hard Shoulder. Has it sunk in yet your sister's an Olympic medalist?
Oh, it's mental. Like, I was watching it last night. I was watching it through my fingers. It was nerve-wracking. And then woke up this morning, I was like, Jesus, did that actually happen? And then, crazy. I was so proud of her. It's an unbelievable achievement.
Yeah, well, it was difficult for you to... I was going to ask, were you excited watching it or nervous? It sounds like you were very much the latter.
Oh, stop. Very nervous. Like, we were... Like, I knew from the heats that they had a chance. Do you know, they had a great first heat. They put it up to the Aussies. They were 0.23 of a second behind them. Then we, like, they weren't too... I know that they've raced the Dutch in previous Europeans and have been thereabouts. So kind of had a feeling that something could happen, but then they were kind of dropped off the start and had to claw their way back from fifth into third. And they just done a super job. It's very, very proud. Like, it's such an achievement.
She didn't do her and the rest of the team. They didn't do their best to calm your nerves either. I mean, it was a bit of a shaky start, and then they came back into it.
Yeah. you could see it. Like, 500, they were fifth. After the first 500, they were fifth, and then we were kind of there was family and a few friends over, and we're kind of just like, oh no, like if they didn't get it, what would happen? Like, and 1K, then they were kind of pushing up. And then with 500 left, then you could see that they were going for it. And it was, they pulled through then, which is very good.
And then celebrations galore, I'm sure, then in the Murta household.
Oh, absolutely. We were supposed to, I think there was someone trying to get an interview this morning and we were all asleep.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I think it was on the RTE 1 o'clock news or something, and they were zoomed into our house and they were just like, and the Murta's there.
still asleep by the 1 o'clock news. I love to hear it. Yeah. Tell me this. I mean, have you got a chance to speak yet to Fiona? Have you been in touch?
Yeah, I only very briefly now, because she was kind of hushed off or huddled off everywhere.
Alan, she's an Olympic medalist now. You know what I mean? Her time's no longer her own.
Yeah, that's what we were kind of saying that in the house there, where it's like, she's forever now going to be known as Fiona the Olympian, the bronze medal Olympian. Like, you know, it's class.
Like, a joking aside, she will forever be known as an Olympic medalist. Which, in a country like Ireland, we have had some great Olympians, but we don't have a huge amount of medalists. It is a fantastic achievement.
I was even saying there, I was just like, I'll tell my future kids that your auntie is an Olympian, and it's going to be... Yeah, it's a very proud day.
You would have trained with her a bit as well, Alan, is that right?
Yeah, she's my twin sister. I started rowing first, and then she joined, a few of her friends from secondary school were doing it, and they're like, oh yeah, she wanted to take it up. And we kind of all laughed at her. You know, myself and dad were, she was like, I'm going to go rowing, and we're all like, no, you're definitely, you won't be able to first. You'll go out in the water there one weekend, you'll come back with a couple of blisters, and that'll be you done. And
I hope she's listening. You thought she was too soft, is that it?
Oh, stop, yeah. We were all like, no way could she handle this at all. Like, and she just got better, like, excelled year after year, and then just... She's gone next level.
She is. And it's great to hear that you're proud of her. But listen, I actually have my own high-achieving sister who competed in the Olympics as well. So I know there's also a certain point you're a bit like, oh God, I have to acknowledge she's actually bloody good at this.
Oh, stop. I figured that out a long time ago. It's mental.
I know with COVID it's hard to know at the moment, it's all a little bit up in the air, but I'm sure there'll be some celebrations when she gets back.
Yeah, we'll try and do something at the house for her, get family, cousins. I know there's a lot of aunties, uncles, they all want to say hello to her, and we obviously all want to see the medal as well. Like, you know, I was FaceTiming her last night, and she showed me the size of the medal, and she's kind of done the bite in the medal, and it was... Yeah, no, it's unbelievable, massive.
Well, listen, it is. It's absolutely massive. You're dead right. And it's been a pleasure to speak to you. We appreciate you peeling yourself out of bed by 4:30 in the afternoon to talk to us, Alan. And listen, congratulations to you and the family and to Fiona as well. It's a fantastic achievement for everybody involved and everybody who helped her get to where she is. Fiona, along with Emer and Afric and Emily, Ireland's newest Olympic medalists. I'll tell you what, there's plenty of others in the athletes' village who would love to join them in that vaunted category of Olympic medalists. Oliver Dingley, I'm sure, is one of them. He is competing on Monday in the 3 metre men's springboard competition. Our Olympic diver, a regular contributor here to the Hard Shoulder. Oliver, it's great to talk to you. What's it like there in Tokyo?
Hello, hot. It's certainly very sunny here, although we've just had a typhoon near Tokyo. But overall, the experience is absolutely fantastic.
And what's the daily routine for you there? Are you in the pool every day training? Are you getting to see other events, hanging around the Olympic Village? What's happening?
I am in the pool every day training. We're actually probably one of the only sports that actually get to train in the competition venue where you compete. And that's because you need to get used to the diving boards. Not every diving board is the same, especially in the springboards. You've got to get the visuals right to know where you're going. It can be very, very hard to spot sometimes as you're spinning around, trying to fit all those different elements into such a short second. So it's been really, really good training every day. I'll be taking one more day off before I compete. And until then, I'll be training once a day, doing my list over and over again, perfecting it for the big day on Monday.
That's interesting. I mean, so there's visual cues, is it? So you know where you are if you're at the right point in the board or at the right height with the jump, stuff like that.
Yes. So, I mean, luckily, because for the television, the lighting in the building is fantastic, whereas the lighting always differs from building to building. So that will be one element. Some buildings will have windows where the light will come through, so it may be harder to see the water, for example. So the pool in Tokyo, you have the swimming pool beyond it, so you have a really long point of view all the way down the pool as you're spinning around.
Well, that is interesting. In terms of going through the routine and going over and over again with that routine, like, how is that going? What is the feeling? What form are you in at the moment?
Oh, it certainly has its moments. Sometimes goes well, sometimes not so well. But that's what training is for. And, you know, you've got to be on point for the big day. And I do have a very good track record of being able to perform when it counts. Not only do you do it in the pool, but you also do lots of visualization as well. I do visualizations before each dive. I'll even do it before I go to bed sometimes. So I kind of go over that dive over and over again, and I'll visualize doing it well.
Can I ask you a stupid question? It's about the hot tub, or the not quite bubbling hot tub that they sit in. What is that?
Oh, the hot tub. Now, we only have one hot tub at the pool in Tokyo. Now, I've never been too clued in on why you actually have a hot tub there. And I've come up with a couple of different reasons in my head over the years. Firstly, there's a lot of standing around in diving. So it's just a way to keep the body warm. Because if you start to get colder, you feel like you're seizing up. And then obviously trying to jump out of a springboard, you need to be quite supple. So the hot tub helps with that. Now, the other thing, secondly, it's also just a nice little thing to have. And thirdly, I think the competitions, they like to be able to follow you after you do your dive because the scores need to come up.
Yes.
So they encourage you as the athlete to go into the hot tub. That way they can carry on filming you.
Ah, it's all to do with the TV, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think so. And I mean, there's worse places to go than a hot tub. So I certainly don't mind going into a hot tub. Warm.
What did you make of the Chinese pair from the springboard overnight?
Oh, they were fantastic. They'll both be in my competition. I was actually at the pool today watching it, and I did actually predict that China would get gold medals in both events. They didn't in the platform synchro. That was one event which nobody saw coming. And, you know, it was an absolute amazing competition to just get to watch. Now, going ahead, the synchronized events are finished and we're going to the individual programs now. So my event is around the corner. They have the women's 3 meter individual event first, and then they finish up on the 10 meter platform. So there's a good variation with the different diving events. I think the synchro is fantastic to watch, and what a skill to be able to do one of those kind of a physically impossible task of doing all those somersaults whilst doing it at the exact same time as someone else.
Yeah.
But then obviously in the individual as well, that's an extremely hard event where you're pushing your body to the limit, trying to really defy the laws of gravity and then do all of that and then go through the water with no splash as well.
Yeah, it's an incredible sport to watch. I'm sure everybody listening would agree with me. I mean, what's the atmosphere like in the village there, Oliver, actually? I'm sure that Irish medal overnight in the rowing, those medals have helped give everybody a lift.
Ah, yes. Oh, fantastic. You know what? It's been really, really fantastic to watch all the other team members compete. It's really put into perspective just how talented everyone is. Watching Jack Woolley the other day, for example, it was so sad to see him lose, but watching both him and his competitor go all out at each other, that was really something special to watch. And it really does show you how skillful everyone is. You mentioned about the diving, kind of all the hard stuff you have to fit into a dive. For me, a lot of the time, it really is just throwing and holding on for my life. and all those natural skills kind of become second nature. So it's really amazing to kind of see everyone in their kind of own sports, because these are people who I would just sit with and chat to, and you'd never assume that somebody can be so amazing at something. And then to watch them get up there on the world stage is just absolutely phenomenal.
And I know when you and I last spoke, you were in Japan, but you weren't quite at the athletes' village yet. It must be great for the entire Irish team to have those first medals in the bag.
It is. It's great to be a part of that team as well. And I mean, I've tuned into as many different events as possible to watch the team, from hockey to the rowing, to taekwondo, to badminton. I actually share with an apartment with the badminton team. So it's great learning about all the different sports. And you know, it's just something really nice about being a part of a bigger team. You're always kind of... Every year, you go away a lot as a diver or in any other sport, and you're just part of that sport where the Olympics is something special and you're part of a bigger team. And it just feels really, really great to be a part of that.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Listen, we're all excited to see you play your part on Monday. We look forward to it. It has been a pleasure, Oliver, and we'll catch up soon.
Looking forward to it. Thank you very much.